ラジオ ETC。 オーストラリアのオパール鉱山が舞台の映画、ボビーとディンガンを見ながら ETC 英会話のブレンダン先生のレッスンを受けています。ディクテーション、つまり聞き取りと、それを声に出して読むリーディングの勉強法についてブレンダン先生が解説をしてくれました。
Dictation is one of the ways of learning English. Any time that you can listen and speak at the same time is very good. So therefore, if you get a script and there is a DVD or a video and you can have the script, you can try to pace, read at the same pace as the actor or the newsreader orthe person on the podcast, whatever. If you can have a script, just try to read at the same pace. At the beginning, you will fail. You it's too quick, I can't do it. You just got to keep on doing it and doing it and doing it. So the best way is to imitate and to try to pace yourself and keep up the same pace as the person reading. And yes, it works. Becauseyou start to listen to their intonation and to where they put the stress on the words and to where they stop and pause and breathe, and that helps a student, because the Japanese language is quite a flat language, and that's that's not good or bad. There's no, that's just a characteristic of the Japanese language, whereas some English languages are very up and down, up and down. So it's verygood to imitate with a script in your hand, a person speaking on a screen or a person speaking on the radio, and you can try to speak along.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。